Biggest obstacle in life right now?
My biggest obstacle in life? Trump. Trump, absolutely.
So do you wake up and think about him?
Yes, constantly, every day.
Do you go to sleep and think about him?
Yes, every day.
Are you in love with him?
I hate his guts.
This guy, are you in love with him? Why don't you marry him? This man is standing, I don't know, this is not the Lincoln Memorial. I think this is the Supreme Court, maybe, that he's standing in front of. And he's holding up a sign that looks like a cartoon baby in like a jail cell in black and white stripes, but Donald Trump's face is on it. And this guy is just openly admitting how much he detests and thinks about Donald Trump all the time. What are these people going to do if Donald Trump wins next week? Well, we bring our friend Tammy Bruce back on the show with us, a Fox News contributor, AMAC columnist, and her book, which is must read before the election gets here, Fear Itself, Exposing the Left's Mind-Killing Agenda. Tammy Bruce, I think we have a mind-killed victim here. This guy's not okay.
Yeah, you know, it is the perfect distraction. That's what the left always needs, is the shiny object that keeps you from looking at them. Because then you might start asking some questions about why your life is the way it is. But if you've got the shiny object and you can train people to look at the thing, which now happens to be, Donald Trump, then it keeps you quelled. And, you know, I think a lot of, obviously, everybody's thinking about Donald Trump. And that is, I mean, there's a reason for that, because he's charismatic, because he is a character, because he is a charming. And, you know, that McDonald's event shocked people, because even the haters were like, oh, my God, this is adorable. And so the moment you can get out of that, because it's a very fragile thing to keep people hating all the time. The moment you can get out of that for a minute, that's why the hate is promoted constantly. And the McDonald's thing was so brilliant. But it's also for those who, I think for people who admire President Trump, there is so little in the country now to admire. There are so few people to admire. So you wonder, it's like, is this love? Or is it admiration? Or as the song says, fascination? Maybe it's a little bit of all of it, but it's a great reminder, and it's frankly for those who are uplifted by the potential and the positivity. It's a reminder that there is always more, that as Scarlett O'Hara would say, tomorrow is another day, and that we always have so many options, and that one guy, and actually two guys, I was at that rally at Madison Square Garden. Elon Musk, people love him for a reason. And it was a chance for him to hear that love and to experience it. And he was very moved. And I was very, very happy for him. So we are getting role models that are not about totalitarianism, but about positivity, hope for the future, that people matter, and that it's an upward-looking, forward-looking vision.
Oh, man, you know what you're talking about here is hope. And it's interesting to me that we're actually seeing the manifestation of hope from a real genuine place, a real understanding of what the stakes are right now, when we're questioning whether or not we want the fourth term of the hope and change that we were sold so long ago. And Barack Obama has been very committed to that idea of fundamentally transforming the United States of America. Now it looks like it might be slipping through their hands for, ironically, actual hope.
Well, you know, and that was it. That's the thing that unites Americans. There's not any person who doesn't want to look forward to the future. I mean, that's just, natural with living things. And you need to be able, and nature is geared to having us all be successful. So you got to work really hard at tricking people into believing that blowing up their country is a good move. And that's the energy that, when Barack Obama was talking about, quote, hope, it wasn't what we're talking about now, which is belief in the individual. He was moving through this idea that people are bad and individuals can't be trusted and they cling to their guns and religion, and that people can't run their own lives, and that they need the benevolent, wonderful dictator in the form of government to tell them how to live their lives. And that's a form of malignant narcissism.
Yes.
And it means that only you matter, and that being for Obama and his cohort. And so that was, for them, the benefit is, you know, I'm going to take care of your life because you're a moron, you're deplorable, you're semi-fascist, you're a Nazi, and now, of course, garbage. Garbage, you know, has to be handled. And that, but it they know you won't buy it, so they had to couch it as something that seemed good, but we all interpret it, at least I should say the Democrats, interpret that as being something that's going to set us free. But that's the lie. And this is why they hate Trump so much. Mm-hmm. The leadership hates Trump so much, because he has already shown us what's possible when you trust the individual. And Elon Musk represents that as well. That's why they're against free speech. And that's why they want all your money, because you don't know what to do. It's a remarkable reveal of the reality on both sides.
It's an amazing moment in American history right now. And, you know, of course, what happens next Tuesday will dramatically change the course of history. We're speaking with Tammy Bruce right now, Fox News contributor, AMAC columnist, and author of Fear Itself, which you absolutely should check out right now. But to look at Donald Trump with the coalition he's built going into this 2024 election, with the mood that existed in the 2020 election and the absolute shock that came from the 2016 election when he beat Hillary Clinton, to have this all culminate into this moment right now where he has a level of support that I don't know that he's publicly enjoyed before. What do you feel about Donald Trump's ability to do what he needs to do now, with his second term being 4 years later than initially intended?
You know, I'm a big believer in things being as they should be. And it almost required the debacle of the last 4 years to highlight what's important about Trump and why he mattered to so many people. It wasn't perhaps clear to so many before, because now it's such a dramatic juxtaposition about delivery and policy and results. And then, just the same as like the assassination attempt, is what moved Elon, and not just the assassination attempt, Trump's reaction to it. So we see this manifestation of, like, who is this person? And it's manifesting in the worst situation. And his instinct was to say, fight, fight, fight. His instinct was to get back up. That we simply do not see. It is maybe in the movies, but for Americans and for humanity, always looking, we need leadership. And obviously we need leadership. But the question historically has been, what kind of person can you rely on? And who are we as a species, right? Not just Americans, but, you know, every human being in Europe and throughout Asia, just the human race. Who are we, and what can we accomplish? And bad guys take advantage of the nature of humanity, but every living thing wants to be free. There is not one creature that prefers to be in a cage. And I think that is, we're at a turning point for the country, but my goodness, for humanity itself, which is why throughout the world there's efforts to still censor, to arrest Elon Musk, to shut Elon Musk down. It comes down to the role modeling of a person in all these different instances. And we're getting a few more of them coming up who are emboldened by and inspired by the success of people who said, no, enough is enough. And now it's the American people realizing that, like, when no matter how what they call us, that in fact it's okay, we are moving forward. Mm-hmm. We can do this. We're not going to be victims of their rhetoric or of their gaslighting or of their fear. And that is, you know, so many already, like, I don't know, 50 million people have voted. I mean, the revolution is occurring now. And Tuesday is going to be the time when we learn, or the day after, because, you know, Georgia can't get its act together, what the results are. But I have been extremely confident throughout. And the rotten core of the Democrats is kneecapping them along the way. They do it to themselves. But we've got to stay focused. We got to get the Senate. And we've got to make sure that he can get his work done in the next 4 years.
Amen to that. Tammy Bruce, we're so grateful for your time. We love when you come on. People always give us the highest praise when you come on. And so we're grateful for it. And we're looking forward to a really exciting week and reconnecting with you after we get some hopefully positive results.
Yes, exactly. Thank you so much. Great job. Thanks, Annie.
Yes, you as well. Bye-bye. Tammy Bruce, Fox News contributor, AMAC columnist, her best-selling author. She is, her current book is Fear Itself, Exposing the Left's Mind-Killing Agenda. This is a must-read. You will enjoy it. She is incredibly witty and incredibly smart, and we're always grateful that she comes on the show with us. Let's take a quick break. Go join us on the Annie Fry YouTube live stream right now, and you can vote in today's YouTube live chat poll. Do Democrat elites really think that Trump supporters are garbage, like the president of the United States said last night? Yes or no? Let us know what you think. We'll be right back.